My wife, Kara, and I grew up in Bloomington, Indiana, a small college town about 4 hours south of the Michigan border. There is Indiana below South Bend, and we are part of it. About 80,000 people live there, but I say small college town because 35,000 of them are college students. And when they leave for the summer, it's a great place to be. In 10 days, they are expecting 200,000 to 300,000 people in their town. 200,000 to 300,000 people in their town. And why are so many people going to Bloomington, Indiana on April 8th? Because at 1:49 in the afternoon, the new moon is going to move between the sun and the earth, and it is right on the path of total darkness. So for 4 minutes and 4 seconds, it will be completely dark in the afternoon in Bloomington, Indiana. 4 minutes and 4 seconds. That is not a lot of time for that many people to be in one place. For the majority of the population, everyone is going to stop and take in this amazing event. When things go dark here, it's not going to get to total darkness, but you'll get to see some things, hopefully with the special glasses, or you can get that cardboard box. I heard of one person that put the cardboard box on their head and had a hole back here so they could see it in a little hole in the box. You can do that. You're welcome to do that. 2,000 years ago on this day, though, at noon, on a day when you can't have a solar eclipse, the sky suddenly got very dark, like a storm rolling in and stopping overhead, leaving everything below it in a stormy darkness. And this darkness hung overhead for 3 hours. And those 3 hours changed the lives of everyone ever conceived and ever will be conceived. For 3 hours, God poured out his full wrath on the sins of the world that were being born in his only son, Jesus, while he was nailed to that cross. On a hill just outside the walls of Jerusalem, Jesus was paying the full penalty of our sins, my sins, your sins. While gasping for breath with wrists and ankles nailed to a cross and lifted in the air, for 3 hours the sky went dark, and God's wrath was poured out on one man for the sins of the world. And out of that darkness came a new covenant, a new relationship, and the opportunity for a new me. Would you pray with me this evening? Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of life and eternal life through your Son, Jesus. Thank you that today we read this as one church. We glorify you as we study your word. I pray the Holy Spirit would grab hold of hearts and minds, direct us exactly and pointedly to your word and what needs to change and the courage to do it. We thank you, Father, for this time. We continue lifting it up to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Out of darkness, a new covenant. Pastor Bart led us in the passage from Matthew. We're going to start right where he left off in verse 45. Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over the land. The ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? God in his full presence was bringing his full judgment, vengeance, and fury. John MacArthur said it well, infinite wrath moved by infinite righteousness released infinite punishment on the Son. There would be no doubt that each and every sin was counted and paid for upon Jesus. 1 Peter 2:24 says that Jesus' body bore all of our sins. 2 Corinthians 5:21, though he knew no sin, he was made sin for us. And Isaiah 53, he was wounded for our transgressions and crushed for our iniquities. This was punishment for our sins without comfort. There was no letting off of the wrath. There was no tempering it back because it was his only son. For 3 hours, he poured out the full wrath on Jesus because of us. Because of that, we have a new covenant between God and every person. This is the covenant that all of us right here in this room are now bound to. It is a new covenant that Jesus talked about earlier when he sat with his disciples. Before this is service over tonight, we're all going to remember not just what Jesus did after this meal, but what he said at the meal. Chapter 26 of Matthew, in verse 28, Jesus lifted the cup and said, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." There have been many significant moments throughout history where God has marked it as vital to mankind. In Genesis 15, God brought darkness over Abram and walked as a torch through the animals that had been broken in half. In Exodus, God let the darkness, in the darkness, passed over the houses that had the blood of the Lamb over their door. And with each of those, he prepared the way for this new covenant where it would be his son's body that would take on the punishment, his son's blood that would cover us and sanctify us, and only those who are covered by the blood of this new covenant that God has provided will see the promise of eternal life realized. A new covenant, God says in Hebrews 8, that has made the first obsolete. In Hebrews 12, we're reminded of the terror they felt as they approached the mountain in Exodus 19. No one could touch it, his holiness unapproachable. It burned with fire to blackness and darkness and tempest. The sound of the trumpet and voice of words, so that those who heard it begged that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. To be in God's presence, Moses said, was terrifying. But out of darkness there is a new covenant, one that satisfies the wrath of God through the blood of his son and makes it possible for us to have something close that was once so far away. Out of darkness, you have a new relationship. At the end of those 3 hours, Jesus said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And he breathed his last. And the earth shook, and the veil of the temple that divided God from the people was torn in two. Access to the Holy of Holies, to God himself, has now been provided for those who have the blood applied to them. Allow me a moment to break this down for you. God has sacrificed his only son, Jesus, punished him severely for everything you think, say, and do that is unholy. And now the benefits of that sacrifice are freely offered. Admit you are a sinner, believe that Jesus died on the cross for those sins, rose the third day, and confess these things to God with your mouth. And God promised you eternal life, salvation. And that's the only way to have a relationship with the Father now. That is the only way to know God. Through Jesus, you have access to the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent God of the universe. Through what Jesus did for you, you can stand before the Father forgiven, not condemned. You stand before him under grace, not the law. You stand before him as his adopted child, not a stranger. You are part of his family, and that gives you access to him anytime, anywhere. You know God personally. The earth shook that day, and it shook the very foundation of who we were before Christ. This event truly does change our life from a foundation that was shaken to one that will never fail. That's God and his word. In this new relationship, not only do you know the Father through the Son, but you also have the Helper and the Holy Spirit permanently in you, sealing you for all eternity. You will make it to the finish line and see God face to face because you know the author and finisher of your faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And until we reach that finish line, we've been fully equipped to do some amazing things. Out of darkness, a new me. Matthew chapter 27 and verse 51. "Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. So when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly, saying, "Truly, this was the Son of God." Luke adds in chapter 23 and 48 that the crowd who was there witnessed this event, seeing what had been done, beat their breasts and returned to their homes. These events changed the lives forever. Once you've come out of the darkness, you don't ever want to go back. And life moving forward is so much better than it ever was before. The centurion saw the evidence and was convinced this is the Son of God. We look back at that event to proclaim the very same thing. Jesus is special. He is the Savior. He's the one that paid for my sins on that cross. On that day, God's wrath for my sins was satisfied. And because of that moment, we echo Romans 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue to sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we who were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Psalm 107, he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and broke their chains in pieces. In 1 Peter chapter 2, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You have been called out of darkness to a new life. What happened back then made it possible for you to live as one who has been redeemed, one who now is able to walk in his marvelous light, to lead your family, your children, your co-workers, your neighbors, and church to walk in this marvelous light. You are a new creation, created for good works, an ambassador of the Messiah, the Savior. The sins that once held you back have no power over you anymore. It was removed that day on the cross. The sting of death has been defeated. For those who know Jesus, and to those who have come out of darkness, there is only eternal victory. So today, we praise God as one church that has come out of darkness because of what Christ did on that cross. In those 3 hours, it was all covered and paid for. We have a new covenant now, a new relationship, and a new me. Thank you, Father.